Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.
David Sterrett is the former chair of the New York Film Critics Circle and National Society of Film Critics, contributing writer at Cineast, film professor at the Maryland Institute College of Art, and Robin Hood Radio's very own critic. He joins us weekly. The films The Apprentice, A Different Man, and Separated.
I got three different kinds of films to talk about today. Each one in its way is an interesting movie. And I'd like to start with the most interesting of them all, which is The Apprentice. New movie directed by Ali Abassi, written by Gabriel Sherman, and it is about none other than Donald John Trump. Yes, we've all heard about him. He's been in the news lately, and not just lately. And this is a movie about his early years. It's called The Apprentice, partly because, of course, that was the name of his incredibly popular television show that he was in for a long time, his reality TV show. But this movie actually deals with the time when Donald Trump himself was a sort of an apprentice. Again, it's about his early years, his early rise to fame, and it's a really, really interesting movie in all kinds of ways. I want to mention that this was a movie that had a lot of trouble getting into movie theaters. After it showed at the Cannes Film Festival several months ago, it really had trouble getting a distributor, somebody who would put it into movie theaters, because people were afraid of retribution from Donald Trump. And I think that's not a very hard thing to imagine. People were afraid that he would sue them, because apparently he sues everybody all the time. And then if he became president again, which of course might happen in the very near future, then he might go after them in some way involving the powers of the presidency and the powers of the federal government. In any case, the movie did finally find a distributor, which I am very glad about, and it is now in movie theaters. And again, it's a really interesting movie. So this is a film about Donald Trump, who is played, by the way, by Sebastian Stan, when he was a young guy and he was rising up in the real estate world. And it's very much about him putting up a luxury hotel in the neighborhood of Grand Central Terminal in Manhattan. Everybody thought it wouldn't work, but he insisted it would work, and he did that. And that was one of the things that helped him really get a good foothold in the world of New York real estate. And it's about his amassing his early fortune with the help from his family and all that. So all of that is in the movie. However, it's called The Apprentice. So if Donald Trump is an apprentice in this movie, who is he an apprentice to? And the answer is the infamous Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn was a really, really famous lawyer. He had worked for Richard Nixon. He had been involved in national politics, and he was very much an extreme right-wing figure, very much an anti-communist, very much a homophobe, even though he was gay. He became Donald Trump's lawyer early in Trump's career. And this movie tells how they first met and how Roy Cohn became Trump's lawyer, and about how Roy Cohn taught Trump so much of what Trump knew as a young person and what he apparently still practices to this day. Ideas like never defend yourself, always attack, never admit that you're wrong, even when you lose, always claim victory, things like that. So, this is very much about the relationship between Donald Trump and Roy Cohn. It's about other things, too. It gets involved in Donald Trump's first marriage, and it involves, you know, various other people who worked with him and knew him and so forth and so on. But mainly, this is a movie about Donald Trump and Roy Cohn. Roy Cohn is played by Jeremy Strong. So a little bit about the acting in this movie now. First of all, as I mentioned, Donald Trump is played by Sebastian Stan. My golly, Sebastian Stan is no mainly for comic book movies, action movies, adventure movies. And here he is doing a really good job of playing Donald Trump. Now, Roy Cohn, the infamous lawyer, is played by Jeremy Strong. Jeremy Strong is a fascinating actor, known, I think, still mainly to this day for having played the fascinating character of Kendall Roy on the excellent TV series Succession. But here he is just superb as Roy Cohn. He looks like Roy Cohn. He just seems to have Roy Cohn's personality totally down, and it's a beautiful performance and a fascinating performance. There are other good performances in the movie as well. I have to mention that the person who plays Trump's first wife, she's played by Maria Bakalova. I don't think she was very good. She doesn't especially look like her, and she doesn't really make much impression in the movie. But aside from that, it's a very, very well-acted movie, and especially Sebastian Stan as Trump and Jeremy Strong as Cohn. These are fascinating, brilliant, beautifully done performances, which I was with every step of the way, especially Jeremy Strong as Roy Cohn. Now, it's a good movie. It held me every step of the way. It's about 2 hours long. It never gets dull. It's a really fascinating piece of work. I have to say that I think it goes way too easy on Donald Trump. It doesn't, for example, get into his constant lying very much and all that sort of thing. This is about the young Donald Trump when he was still coming up in the world. So, it deals with that period, not when he became the ruthless politician that he is today. So I think it just goes too easy on him. I think it should have been more critical. And the movie's gotten some flack for that. A lot of people don't like Trump at all and feel the movie should have really ripped him apart. Well, that's not what this movie is doing. It's about sort of an origin story, actually. And it's about where Trump came from and how he was formed, and especially how he was formed by this notorious and I would say infamous lawyer back in his young adulthood. And on that level, I think it works very, very well. I really recommend seeing The Apprentice. I just found it a fascinating movie. It's about a subject that could not be more important today, and I am so glad that it found a courageous distributor who got it into the movie theaters. But especially, I'm glad to see these fine performances by Sebastian Stan and especially by the terrific Jeremy Strong. Fascinating movie, beautifully acted. Go see it. I totally recommend it. Now, interestingly, the second movie I want to talk about today also stars Sebastian Stan. Yeah, totally different kind of movie, but again, a really serious, dramatic film, and Sebastian Stan is very good in it. It's called A Different Man, and it has a very unusual subject. Sebastian Stan plays a man who has a very severely deformed face. His condition, apparently, is neurofibromatosis, which is, I think, basically the same thing that the famous Elephant Man had many years ago. This movie, in some ways, recalls the Elephant Man, although it's a totally different kind of movie. For one thing, it takes place in present-day America, not in England many, many years ago. But it's about somebody with that condition, which makes his face huge and full of lumps and all kinds of various misshapen and this overall deformed look. That's probably not a very polite word to use nowadays, but I'm not sure how else to describe it. The person's face is not like a normal face. It is very, very conspicuously misshapen. So that is our main character. He has this condition. Then, however, he has an experimental medical treatment, which gets rid of this condition. It gives him a perfectly normal face again. And now he looks like Sebastian Stan, not like Sebastian Stan, all covered with makeup. But interestingly, across the hall from him, there lives a woman who wants to be a playwright. And she writes a play about a person with this condition, and she enlists our main character, whose name is Edward, to star in this play, which is about someone with neurofibromatosis with this terrible deformed face. So now, because his own condition has been healed, Edward has to wear a mask in order to play this character who looks the way he used to look. Then the most interesting character in the entire film comes on. This is a guy named Oswald, played by Adam Pearson, and Oswald has the condition neurofibromatosis. And he comes in and he gets involved with the people who are putting on the play. And fascinatingly, Oswald is played by Adam Pearson, who actually has the condition of neurofibromatosis. He, interestingly, is a very well-known and active and popular TV personality in England, which is where he lives. And he has this condition, and despite this deformed face, this head, which is all shaped very differently from a normal head and a face, which looks very different from a normal face. He is a very popular TV personality in England. And he appears in this movie, and he's a wonderful guy. He clearly is outgoing, smart, funny, witty, not at all bothered by this condition he has, although it's undoubtedly given him terrible trouble, especially growing up. But he's a wonderful character, and he's played wonderfully by this wonderful actor, Adam Pearson. So that's what the movie's about. It's about a man who used to have this terrible condition, who gets healed of it, who then ends up playing a character with that condition in a play, and then a character who really has the condition, who is really played by an actor who really has the condition, comes on the scene as well. So it's an interesting movie in all these ways. I have to say, unfortunately, it doesn't quite work. It works for a long time. Maybe it works for, something like an hour. But the last half hour, 45 minutes, it falls apart. All of a sudden, we're jumping from one thing to another. Time is passing enormously quickly. It's not always clear exactly how the relationships are working out. And the movie just really gets discombobulated. And I found it very disappointing for about maybe its last third or maybe quarter. But up until then, it's a really interesting movie, a lot of fun to watch with fascinating stuff about what it's like to have this sort of condition and how you sort of get through life and the various challenges that arise. And again, played by this interesting cast. You have this secondary character, but a very important secondary character, played by Adam Pearson, who's a really marvelous personality. I hope we get to see lots more of him in the movies. He's a really, really interesting actor, and he plays a really interesting character, and there seems to be overlap between the two. A lovely actor playing a lovely guy. He doesn't look lovely, but that's the way he acts, and that's the way he is, and he's really the high point, I would say, of this movie, A Different Man. And finally today, I would like to talk about a documentary. We're back to politics now. Again, the Donald Trump movie, The Apprentice, isn't really about politics. It's before Trump got into politics. But obviously, he is very much a politician now. And Separated is very much about politics, and it's very much about Donald Trump's type of politics. Because as the title sort of suggests, this is a movie, Separated, about the Trump policy during his first term as president of separating parents from children when people came in illegally across the southern border of the United States. That's what it's about. It's about the cruelty of separating parents from children, children from parents. It's about the way that so many of these people were reunited only after a very, very long time period, or maybe not reunited at all, maybe are still separated to this day. It's about the cruelty of this. It's about the inhumanity of this, and it's about the very practical problems of actually managing a border and managing border policy and somehow getting control over all of this without maybe being quite as cruel as Trump and his people were during his first term as president. And of course, that all might happen again if he gets elected again in a few weeks. So, Separated is a documentary by Errol Morris. He is one of the most brilliant and important documentary makers that we have. A very, very fine filmmaker, and this is really a very, very good movie. I think it's his best movie, really, in quite a few years. Really good film. I've known Errol for many years, so I'll call him Errol. Errol doesn't always make political movies, but occasionally he does. He made a really interesting movie about the former Trump advisor and very close ally, Stephen K. Bannon. That was a very interesting political movie, which some people didn't like because it wasn't tough enough on Bannon. Errol also made some years ago a documentary about the former Secretary of Defense, Donald Rumsfeld, called The Known Unknown. Very, very interesting movie. And then other times, Errol makes movies about topics that are not all that political. In this case, it's a very political documentary, and it is very much about the Trump administration policy of separating parents and children when they came in across the southern border between the United States and Mexico. So, I don't think Separated is one of Errol Morris's very, very best films, partly because, as often happens in his movies, it uses a lot of reconstructions. We have scenes that are reenacted. We see people pouring across the border and so forth when it's all just being staged with actors, and they don't really work. It's as if Errol Morris weren't really trying in some of these scenes. Okay, they work well enough. We get the idea. We see what's going on. The reenactments illustrate the point that's being made at that moment in the movie, but the reenactments themselves are not all that persuasive or all that convincing. That is the only real flaw in the movie, though. There are some real, it's a documentary, so there are some real life people who are really involved all this, maybe involved up to their eyeballs in all this, and they give interesting testimony, as always in Errol Morris movies, talking right into the camera. This is not cinema verite, where you think the camera is just catching things as they happen. We have people who know they're being interviewed, they get to present themselves as they wish to, and sometimes they reveal themselves in, well, what I'll call are very revealing ways. It's a fascinating documentary about a really important subject. It was hugely important during Trump's first term as president. It may become hugely important again, and it really gets into all these issues about the southern border, which remains so really acutely problematic in American life today. So again, a movie I highly recommend, Separated by Errol Morris, a really, really important documentary. See it. Think about the issues it raises. It's a really important film. So that is my partly documentary and partly sort of fictional story this week.
For which we thank you as ever and always, David Sterrett, Films in Focus, the films The Apprentice, A Different Man, and Separated.
Films in Focus with David Sterrett is underwritten by The Movie House, your destination for first-run Hollywood and independent movies, and a digital portal to the Met Opera, National Theater Live, and special events worldwide in Millerton, New York, and on the web, themoviehouse.net.